Good morning. My name is Brian Helsel, and I currently teach choir, piano, and recording classes at Butler Senior High School. A few years ago, I added the songwriting class to our course catalog with the philosophy that anyone can learn to write music, and that is my topic for this morning's session. For the past 10 years, guided by that philosophy, my choir students have collaboratively composed the piece that would become their graduation song. In fact, that is what they are working towards during our online learning this week. You're hearing a previous year's song as underscore right now. It has been a lot of fun seeing students enter this project with trepidation, only to come out of it with a great song and with knowledge that they all can engage in the songwriting process. You can too. Music literacy used to be tied directly to formal reading of notation and composition, and that is still true if you plan to study at the Music Conservatory. But for the rest of us, who want to make music for fun, being musically literate has taken on broader meanings when it comes to modern contemporary music. We all have a good ear for when something fits or it doesn't fit, and I think chords are a good way to start. Take, for example, the hit song Sweet Caroline, which seems to have had a resurgence in popularity these past few weeks. So I'll sing the Neil Diamond part. You at home have to supply the ba-ba-ba and the other backup parts. And it goes something like this. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Did you do it? Did you sing the ba-ba-ba? If so, you were outlining the notes that fit into the four chord. So this song, like many popular songs, only contains three or four chords. They are almost always the 1, 4, and 5. These are the major chords, and then the 6 is the minor chord. The reason we call them by numbers is that they can be then transposed to any key. I just did it in C major, Neil Diamond's key, and I realized it was too high for my voice at 9 in the morning, so I'll move it down to A major, where A is the 1. That's going to feel a little better. Sweet Caroline. That's going to fit my voice a little better. So we use numbers to designate the chords and the distance they are away from the main chord. So for instance, here's the 1 chord, A major. We'll skip the 2, skip the 3. And here's the 4 chord, D major. Here's the 5 chord, E major. And so you hear 1, 4, 5, 1. These are kind of the main chords that you'll notice in most songs. Here's the 1, here's the minor 6. Here's the 4, here's the 5. These four chords really are the heart of most contemporary music, most pop songs. So putting this in A major gives us not only a key that's better for my voice, but also a key that's fairly easy to find on the guitar. So if you have guitar at home, you can probably find the A chord, the D chord, and the E chord without much trouble. So now we have Sweet Caroline in a key that's a little bit easier to perform, and we understand the three chords that make that up. Now, let's say that we didn't know the chords to Sweet Caroline, and we just wanted to kind of figure them out with our ears. So the next topic is just when to play which chord. Generally, it's okay to start with the 1 chord, which in this case is A major. And here's where you have to go ahead and have a little faith in your ears. So with a little bit of trust in the ears, I'm going to play A major, and I'm just going to sing. And I'm going to stop whenever the two sounds don't fit together. Sweet Caroline. So right there, your ear tells you something's wrong. And generally, songs are going to have the 1, 4, and 5 chord. So where my ear told me that there was something wrong, I'm going to switch to the 4 chord. Sweet Caroline, bop, bop. Stay on the 4 chord, da, 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 da. And right there it doesn't fit. The moment that it doesn't fit, again, I've been playing the 4. I can play the 1 or the 5. Da, 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 da. And the 5 chord fits. So knowing that most contemporary songs have just 3 or 4 chords, a little bit of guesswork, a little bit of trust in your ear can actually get you to the point where you can figure out the song. So having reverse engineered a song, we see that a song has some simplicity and has some restrictions. Thus, Building our own song requires some restrictions. I recommend playing some chords and singing, doing basically what we just did with Sweet Caroline, but doing it with your own ideas. So whenever what you sing doesn't fit the chord, either change your sung pitches or change the chords themselves. To find your chords, you could simply find them on the piano, or try any of the guitar apps that are available in the App Store for your phone. These allow you to strum your phone like a guitar. It's actually very easy and kind of fun to do. So you strum your phone like a guitar, and in between strums, you press the appropriate button for the chord that you want. So you could set it up for A, D, and E, 1, 4, and 5 in the key of A. You could set it up for C, G, and F, 1, 4, and 5 in the key of C. Whatever fits your voice, your mood, whatever you'd like to do. So that's a good way. If all you have is a phone, no guitar, no piano, that's a good way to start working on your own songwriting too. For these radio spots, we were asked to end with a storm quote, but I thought instead I might embed it into the discussion by setting it to music. So the quote for today is, "Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side." So if I want to try to use that as my lyrics to a song that I'm writing, a couple things I want to think about. First, I'll try to have quarter notes moving to kind of show the feeling of walking. I'll maybe kind of keep that going. Maybe use a moving bass to kind of accentuate that. And of course, I want to think about the chords 1, 4, 5, and 6 because those are the most prominently used in pop music. I have the word storm here, and that seems like an appropriate place to put the minor chord, which would give kind of the idea of text painting. Storm has a darker meaning, and a minor chord has a darker sound. You're going to want to start and end on the one chord so as to establish tonality for the listener. So here's what I might come up with "Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side." Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side. So not only was there some text painting in the idea that the storm was on the minor chord, but also after the word waiting, the melody kind of waited. There was a little piano interlude. So for that example, I had an idea of what I wanted to do harmonically, but the melody was kind of just improvised on the spot. I could have done better if I carefully planned the melody. Strong melodies are those that have an interesting number of steps versus leaps. A step is just moving up or down a scale, and a leap is a skip within the scale. Now, there's no scientifically proven formula, but consider about 30% leaps and 70% steps for a pretty singable melody. So let's take one of the most famous melodies of all time. I'll play "Over the Rainbow." The first thing you hear is a big leap. It's an octave. It's 8 notes away. And then you hear this scalar passage. Here's another leap, and then down a scale. The next part of this song is identical, but transposed. Well, it's rhythmically identical. It's moved to a different part of the scale. And then it finally leads back to the tonal note. If you add the harmony to it, here's the one chord, the minor six chord, a couple other chords in this one. But still pretty simple. Here's the four chord, one chord, five, one. This song was certainly, the melody was the driving force. The melody kind of determined what the harmony would be, as opposed to the storm quote that I did where the harmony was determining the melody. So there are a couple of ways that you can go. You can start with lyrics, and for a lot of people I recommend that. Or you can just start with some melodic ideas. A good way to work with melody is also simplicity. If you have a piano or a keyboard, consider using only the black keys, which is instead of the major or minor scale, it's the pentatonic scale. The nice thing about this is you really can't play any wrong notes. Here's a glissando on the black keys. Kind of sounds like a dream scene out of a movie. Here's just some improvisation on the black keys. It's really hard to play or sing something with a pentatonic melody that sounds that doesn't sound good. So that's a pretty good way to start, particularly if you have a piano. Consider many folk songs, American folk songs and folk songs of Eastern Europe, were built along these scales. Here's Camptown Races. All black keys. Shenandoah is another American folk song. Pretty much all black keys to kind of make that work. There are a couple passing tones that diverge from the pentatonic scale. Consider that as a way for you to improvise or to start to make some melodies with some simplicity. So whether you're working with a pentatonic scale or a major scale as the earlier example, the first step is just to try something. Some songwriters find it easier to have some lyrics as inspiration, and you heard earlier that it can help to enhance your song with text painting. Butler Choir students wrote the lyrics first, and I think that was helpful. Try a guitar app or a piano app on your phone, write some lyrics, and see what you come up with. For all students in the Butler Area School District, trying your hand at songwriting might be a fun break from the rigors of the other assignments that you are working on, and for everyone, it's just a great way to express yourself through art. I hope you've enjoyed these brief demonstrations. Students, consider taking the songwriting class in the future for more information. So for all of you who are maybe stuck at home for a little bit of time, consider doing some songwriting, maybe writing your quarantune, and have fun with this. I'll sign off with the storm quote of the day. Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side. And now, in sung form. Keep walking through the storm. Your rainbow is waiting on the other side. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.